Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Yeah. Okay, let me just get into your file. I didn't catch your surname, sorry. Kim and Jem. Here we go. Okay, is that the meloxicam and the pimobendan that you're requiring? Okay. Have they just finished today or... Meloxicam? Okay. Not without them seeing the patient generally. You can definitely try calling them to see if they will allow it, and then we can always organise a script. But yeah. It is hard going to vets just to get the medication, just because they do technically need to be seeing the patient and to be able to prescribe it. And just depends whether or not they would have that in stock as well, what we need. So I can definitely, it's some meloxicam and vet med. Just confirm. Now with the vet med, and are you still giving 0.07 of a mil twice a day? I'm just confirming, just so that I can make sure that prescribe the right amount there. And the meloxicam, are you giving, is it 0.4 of a mil twice daily? Or 0.5, okay. There we go, just double check here. Sure. Okay. So, yeah, we've got 0.4 mils twice a day, and that's what you're currently doing. Okay. And how is Jem going within herself? Himself, sorry. X. That's good. Okay. Now, I just have to confirm that we do have... When would you be looking at picking this up, or were you wanting to try and see if you can get... You can give them a call, but as I said, legality-wise, they do have to see the patient. If you're not a regular there, they generally won't do it. Tomorrow? Okay, certainly. Let me just pop you on hold. I just want to, just with the heart medication, I just have to make sure that I've got some in stock, so I won't be a minute there for you. Thanks. Yeah, no, I've definitely got the pimobendan here. So what I'll do, I'll just get Dr. Brock to prescribe that for me, and I'll get some more of the pimobendan and some of the meloxicam ready for you for tomorrow. Not a problem. Okay, we'll see you then. Thank you. Bye.